Blog Talk Radio.
This song really speaks the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay. But thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season, one thing never changed. I never lost my hope. Oh, I never lost my joy. I never lost my faith. But most of all,
let go of my faith.
never lost my praise by Tamika Hawkins. That was a blessing. Never lost the praise, even they went through so, you can go through so many different trials and tests, but you got to keep your eyes on Jesus and go forth and do the will of the Lord. Well, welcome to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we empower souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host today, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 E's, and all of it is powerful and anointed. So we get that in our spirit, and with the anointing flowing, then we can do my marvelous work for the kingdom of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Had to get that in there. Listen to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment, They Overcame, and you can find that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And it airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And your testimony leads you in there on this early Saturday morning. And this is time for testimony service if the Lord leads you and give your testimony to the men and women of God and on the broadcast. An early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and it's a corporate prayer where we invite each and every one of y'all to come on, and if the Lord leads you, pray for 4, 5, maybe 7 minutes. Normally, we're on for about 30 minutes on Sunday, but you know what? Our founding host, Evangelist Bernard, say, Lord Jesus, have your wellness broadcast. So sometimes we may be on there a little later, just a few minutes, but the Lord is having his way and anointing is flowing. So please come and join us at 7 a.m. Pacific time, California time, that Sunday morning before you go to your houses of worship. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments on Block Talk Radio New Destiny Ministry. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com, or you can mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archive messages. Just like we're going forth now, you can hear it and tune in. We so appreciate, and we are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. We are so blessed. So don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you, and he's been giving us 2 and 3 rhema words just for us. So with that, no further ado, we're going to introduce our founder and our host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And you know what? She said the Lord told her to go, and guess where? She wound up in New Orleans. So God bless you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for that warm welcome. Truly, we appreciate the Lord. We thank him for another opportunity to come on this line and fellowship with you. Thank God for our listeners. We thank God for those that come in the chat room and those that even go back later on and listen in the archives. These messages are doing just what our profile says when we open up. These messages are encouraging, they're enlightening, they're inspiring, they're enhancing, they're enriching, and most of all, they are empowering souls for destiny. And that's our objective here, to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the uncompromising word of God. Amen. We have been dealing with the topic, and we're going to continue to deal with this topic. I'm so excited. I don't know about you, but when God births something in your spirit, amen, and you begin to see that vision begin to manifest in your life, you'll get excited too. So I'm excited about this citywide crusade. We want you all to remember to continue to keep our speakers lifted up in your prayers, and that God will be done in this meeting. Amen, amen. So we thank God for what he's doing. Again, we're talking about, this is our theme for our crusade, empowering souls for destiny. Amen. And so we are certainly happy of what our ears have heard thus far. Amen. And I tell you, on yesterday, it was fire on the line. Amen. The man of God, Apostle Anthony Hill, all the way out of Miami, Florida, ministered a right now word, a rhema word. Amen. He was on fire. So I thank God for that. And we're just so happy to have visiting with us again to share the awesome word of God today, none other than Prophetess Theodora Glover, all the way from, like Sister Ruby said, all the way, hallelujah, from Atlanta, Georgia. She is the founder of Dunamis Ministries International and also Voices of Evangelism. Amen. She's a dear friend of mine. We dear one moment and then we be undear for a few minutes. Only minutes. Amen. But I'm just so happy to have her with us. She's a very humble young woman that God is using in this season. Amen. And she just haven't gotten here on yesterday. She has put in some time. So she's a seasoned preacher and teacher of the gospel. Amen. So it gives us great pleasure to have her with us today to expound on this topic and whatever the Lord God put on her heart to share with our listening audience today. So with no further ado, I'm going to let her open up, and she can open up with the word of prayer and however the Lord lead her. So be it. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord to everybody. I hope that everybody is doing well. We certainly give honor to God, who is the head of all of our lives and everything that we're doing, and it's by his grace, mercy, and love that we are here. And so I certainly want to as well give honor to God, to the visionary, Pastor Adrienne Bernard, and for what God is putting in her, as well as the opportunity today for she and New Destiny Ministries and what is being done and what is to come. As well as I want to just say praise the Lord for Mother Ruby, and hearing her voice today was such a joy, and it's always good. She lifts my spirit, but then also even extending from there, she is just a blessing to us. And so I thank God for everybody else who's on the line, whoever is listening, to every preacher that may be on the line or not. But I certainly want to give honor to everyone. And I'm going to say a quick prayer, and then I'm going to try to teach a little bit of what God has given me to do today. And so, God, we thank you right now. God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and that you have done. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what is to come. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, right now that, Lord God, every word that is spoken, Lord God, is spoken from you and that is inspired by you under the anointing, Lord God, that only you can send. God, I thank you, Lord God, for clarity. I thank you for wisdom. and revelation, Lord God. Anoint like only you can anoint. Direct us like only you can. And, Lord God, lift us like only you can lift us. God, for you said in your word, thou, Lord, art shield for us, the glory and the lifter of our heads. Lord God, allow someone to be lifted. Allow someone to be inspired and directed, Lord God, to do more for you. God, we thank you, Lord God, right now. God, we thank you, Lord God, for that only you can do. And, Lord God, let everybody know, Lord God, that you have sent a word, Lord God, that can change us, Lord God, that can challenge us, and that can, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to do that only you can do. And, God, let us be, Lord God, mindful of that as we move. And so we thank you and praise you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And, Lord God, we're moving, trusting you, Lord God, right now as we're looking today in the word for what you said the theme is, and that is and for this month, and that's empowering souls for destiny. And so to everybody, I'm just going to start with what God gave me. It's a very familiar text to most of us, but I just want to teach on it a little bit and push in a direction that I hope it will leave everybody inspired to continue to do what God has called us to do. So if we go to the book of Acts, verse number one, the book of Acts, chapter number one, verse number eight. But we're going to start at seven, and we're going to read down to verse number eight and try to make it make sense a little bit. So the book of Acts, chapter number one, verse number seven is where we're starting. And so it reads like this. The Bible says, "And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put in his own power." Let me read that again. "And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power." Verse number eight. "But ye shall receive power," here's that word again, "after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Read that again. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost," the Holy Spirit, "is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me," Jesus Christ, "both in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, and in Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth." Verse number nine, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And I'll conclude right there. One of the things that we debate now in the 21st century church is this. It doesn't matter your denomination or ecumenical background, some ecumenical gathering sometime, if you will. It's a debate of now of who is saved and who is not, or who is saved and who is spirit-filled, if you will. I guess I better be bold enough to talk about it, because a lot of people talk about it behind closed doors, or we gather sometimes in exclusive groups and denominations, fellowships, if you will. But the truth of the matter is that it has always been the desire of God, Jesus Christ, his Son, in ascending and leaving the earth, is that everyone would be saved as well as filled with the Spirit of the living God, baptized it with a salvific experience as well as the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It was never God's intention for his people to be saved and powerless, and as well as power-filled, spirit-filled, and still unempowered to operate. That was not God's intention. So he has always been able to lay out scripture in context to give us clarity and focus for what his desire was and his purpose was for all of us that exist in the earth. And so now he says to us, activating us into a place that after his believers have been saved, that they could be filled. My mind goes back to yesterday. For just a few minutes, I was talking to Pastor Adrian, and I was really wanting to talk to her about some other things, and I made the mistake, but it wasn't a mistake, but I made the mistake after God had spoken to me about what to speak about today. And she said, you know, no one's speaking about the book of Acts. I said, well, I don't know, because that's what I'm talking about. And it's not because of so much as that. That's not what we're talking about. That should be what we're talking about, because that's what God was about. He was about the kingdom, and he was about empowering souls and gathering souls for the harvest, that it might be displayed through his power and authority. So he says to us clearly, this might not be a screamer today, but I'm going to teach you out, and God might hit you with something that really makes stop in your spirit, cause your spirit to leap and show you something that we could continue to do better. But what he's letting us know here is that now I've called you, watch this, people of God, I've called you, and I have saved you, given you the ability to believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God for salvific purposes, that you shall be saved. But now the Bible says, I'm going to deal with both reformations here, whether you're Trinitarian or Unitarian, the Bible makes it clear to us now in the book of Acts 2:38, it says that now again you shall be saved and filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost there. So we're covering the balances for everyone, but we're saved here not just to speak in tongues. He's not empowering us so that we get saved, accept Jesus Christ as Lord, and now we speak in tongues and we're exclusive to the kingdom. We have been given salvation as well as we have been given God's authority according to the word. So a word of God, so that we can be witnesses, watch this, everywhere we go, possessing power and authority, his dunamis and his exousia, according to the word in the book of Acts chapter number 1, in order to do what? To be a witness, to be a spokesperson of, to speak well and to testify of his goodness. When we look here in the book of Acts, that word there, witness, I'm going to go back to power in just a moment, but the word witness is heavy. But he says now you have, once the Holy Ghost has come, you receive his dunamis and his exousia. So now I've got power and authority. The word dunamis means power. That's where we get the word dynamite, dynamiso. That word comes there because it gives us the ability to do exploits for God, in God, empowered to do the work of God, so that we'll see signs, wonders, and miracles. But the authority, the exousia, to act on what? As his, on his behalf and as his representative, because I have the authority because he has empowered me to do it. Verse in chapter number 7 says we've been given power. That word is authority. Same in the book of Acts chapter number 8. We've been given power and authority in our witness to him, because you cannot go out and do great exploits for Jesus if you don't operate in authority and power, because if not, the demonic forces, the vicissitudes of life, and the pressure that you carry will take you over. So he wanted to make sure, even as we're saved, we're empowered, because souls are going to follow people that are moving with power, not just with people speaking in tongues only, but power that is evident in the way they operate, in the way that they move, because throughout the globe, where you go, first at home, and locally, into the grocery store, into the banks, into society, schools, and everywhere. When you're empowered, you are empowered to be an atmosphere changer first locally. Because if you can't change atmospheres on a local level in your home and small environments first, you'll never be able to influence nations. Everybody's talking about a shift now, but to be honest, few of us can shift small demonic forces and small atmospheres in authority with enough love and power. So how in the world would we shift nations? But the Bible makes it very clear for us is that we're going to do that in, watch this, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the world would be the globe. So if we are not prayerful enough and powerful enough, and we won't stay focused enough to pray on a local level, and watch this, Mother Ruby, to pray away sickness, cancer, and poverty in our own house, our own bodies, and our own spirits under his power and authority, what use would we be for when we get to the next city? Because he will not be able to use us. But can we control spirits locally first? I'm just teaching it out. Says this now. He says this because he wants us to understand now that I have empowered you to be able to be witnesses of me to win souls first on a local level, Pastor Adrian. So as you shift and you change from transitioning out of Stockton, you were able to evangelize there, do a good work there. You were able to keep the ministry going and afloat there no matter the challenges or the vicissitudes. He says that because of the faithfulness that we see in Stockton, I can move you now from out of your Jerusalem to Judea. See, the problem is we're not able to map the territories, and we're not able to succumb to the pressures there. And so everybody's going to the nations, but the truth is, are we really? Because if you can't master a community, you'll never master a nation. But I'm just going to just work here because everybody's got a word for the nation. Woo. But most oftentimes, we don't even have a word for the city. So now God is moving us so that we can see just what it takes to operate under such pressure. Because watch what he says now. John Wesley helps us with this. He says now, but you shall receive power, and you shall be witnesses to me by Jesus. But what he means, that is that you shall be empowered to witness the gospel both by your preaching, watch this, people of God, your preaching and your suffering. But I have come to find out most people don't even equate walking with Jesus with suffering. We only equate preaching with getting a new car, a house, a great following, and a bunch of flunkies to follow us around and people that we can use. But the Bible says that Jesus suffered, and most people now don't want to suffer. And we don't want to go through the process, and we don't want anybody to talk about us. We don't want anybody to lie on us. We don't want anybody to take anything from us, and we will not even preach for Jesus if we don't have any money and any new clothes. So if we're not popular, the chances are that we'll ever be powerful are slim to none, because Jesus wasn't popular, but he was very powerful, because no one speaks well of Jesus' popularity in the Bible. We only talk about him now to make him famous for our own personal gain. And when he doesn't do what we want him to do, then no, he's no longer with us. But you will suffer. Those really will suffer the word of God under persecution. There will be times as you walk with God that no one will really be able to know that you belong to him, but through your suffering. Jesus learned
how to depend on the Father and seek him for the things that he suffered. The Bible says, if you suffer with me, you will reign with me. But suffering has been taken out of the equation. But the truth, one of the greatest generals of faith who had a movement of healing and faith, the late great Smith Wigglesworth, people were healed who came to his meetings. He was an uneducated plumber, but his faith excelled far beyond anything that we'd ever seen. And millions, hundreds of thousands and millions came to his services and meetings, and they participated in the books that he wrote. But no one knows how much his body was sick and afflicted in what he suffered in order to do the miracles, the signs and wonders that followed his ministry. Mm. Because he suffered in silence while others were healed.
My, my, my.
But that's the process by which we see. It's a little bit tight, but it's going to be right. So we come in and we just continue to move in circles. Now, everybody's talking about the fact that they love Jesus and they're so empowered. Okay, he says, good. He says, now you're called to be my witness comes from the Greek word martis or martes. Now, we are a witness because now in one sense, it's a historical sense. One who is a spectator of anything of a contest in any ethical sense. So now I'm a witness of what Jesus will do because of what I've gone through and because of what I suffered in this particular context of what we see. Now, that's contest, so it's an ethical sense of what we see. But watch this now. I'm only a witness of it because I've been inside the process and I've gone through and I've walked with God so much. I can only be a witness of his power, of his authority, and of his suffering, because he loved me so much to let me come in that I can witness this now. And so now I can say from first-person experience that I know, because you're going to be my witnesses. And who are you? You are my disciples, the apostles, the ones that I have left as a witness in the world. But do you know that most people now are really not accountable witnesses of God because they haven't been with him? They haven't suffered with him, so they don't know the process. We don't even read our Bibles. We don't fast. We don't pray. All we do is just want God to be a Santa Claus in our life. But he said, teach the people of God today, because if you're going to be the witness that I've really called you to be, and you're going to be the one to stand there and speak well of and bring the multitudes out, and you're really going to go global, it's going to be because of partially the things that you've suffered, and then also because of what you prepared for, and then also because of that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're willing to live and die for. I know that I know that I know, because it's because of what I've lived. I'm a witness of this Jesus. Nobody, when you go into court, when you are a witness there in court and they bring you, unless you're sick and hospitalized and can't get there, just subpoenaed to be there, you are the witness of the account of what you know, of what you have experienced firsthand. You cannot declare that my mother said it, well, this is what they told me, this is what I know. So I came as a standing account that he's a provider because I know him to be a provider. He's shelter because I know him to be shelter. He's a mother because when I lost my mother, somebody else came to comfort me, and they came at the assistance and the will of the Holy Spirit that they would be there. He is a keeper because he kept me. My own personal account of the witness of what Jesus was doing. It's this level of anointing, and it's this level of knowledge of knowing him as a witness of who he is. Everything he shall be, he's a mind regulator, he's a keeper, he's a comforter, he's a beer, because I know him to be that, the crucified Messiah. So even through the process of me praying and speaking in tongues and going and making intercession unto God, I'm only able to ever do this because he has given me the ability to rest inside of me because of my asking. Who now can operate inside God? But there's an anointing that he sends that allows us to know him in a more and excellent way. So then he says, now, the second part of being a witness is to those who seek after him as his an example, to those that have proved the strength and the genuineness of their faithfulness to Christ, undergoing, watch this, a violent death. And that's another problem. Most of us have not endured a violent death first to ourselves and certainly to others. Jesus himself had to die, but yet and still, most people that are witnessing for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ now have not experienced death. So the problem is because they have not experienced death and they don't know him as the one who has separated them and has caused them to die. The Bible says we're dying daily, but isn't it very unique that few witnesses are dying daily now? Few witnesses have ever lived what they even preach now? Few witnesses, we've gone to school, we've learned God as a profession, but we really don't know him. So now that doesn't knock us in seminary. We must be educated and we must be prepared preachers. But the problem is that we've got six in one hand, half dozen in the other. We have people that are filled with his spirit. They have no knowledge. They have no intellect. They have no discipline for preparation. We have other people who've gone and chosen God as the God of the seminaries. We're prepared. We know hermeneutics, exegesis. We know context. We know Greek, and we know Hebrew and Aramaic, but we don't know Jesus. There's something wrong with the problem of what we're seeing in the house of God now. So everybody has their motive. So if my suit is right, I've got the right hat on, I have the right sphere of influence, then that says I'm prepared to be a man or woman of God, and I'm prepared to be a witness. But God says not so. He says I'm looking for some vessels of honor and some people who have decided that, you know what I want to do? I want to be saved. I want to be filled with power, and I want to be a witness that has died to myself, died to my flesh, died to organizations, died to denominations, died to rules, died to tricks, died to everything, but laying out before God and said, God, what would you do, and what would you have me to go? How will you talk to me? How will you lead me? How will you protect me? But God, do it for me. Do it for me so that I can watch this, be a witness, and tell others of your saving power, of your Holy Ghost filling power, of your keeping power, of your provision, and of your anointing. See, that's what we need right now because there's a problem. I can't scream it. I can't fall out on the floor because when you get through falling out on the floor, when you get through speaking in tongues, Jesus said, I still need you to have power and authority over demons and devils because that's the way I'm going to show you how to walk, talk, live, eat, operate, and move in everything that I've called you to do. And that's everywhere you go. And most of us, and I'm not throwing off on anybody, we have barely been able to master ourselves in a local city only by the grace of God. And 90% of what God has done in our life has been so that he wouldn't be embarrassed. Not because of us. Some things he said, I won't let myself be embarrassed, so this is why I blessed you, but I didn't even bless you on your own merit. But he's bringing back a group of people that said, now, if we're going to empower souls for destiny, and if we're really going to do it according to the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, let's just get saved, let's just get empowered, and let's just die to ourselves and our motives and each other, and let's stop fighting about what doesn't matter. And he said, just be a witness to souls and gather them in for the harvest for me. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they believe. I don't care what tribe they came out of. I wish I really had time to teach it, because see, I'm a studied preacher. See, remember something now. He was calling Israelites. He was calling Jews. He was calling Gentiles. He was calling those who had not believed to every man that believed. He said, come and be filled. If you're Catholic, come and be filled. If you're Episcopalian, come and be filled. If you're agnostic, come and be filled. If you're Jew, just come and just listen and let me tell you about this Jesus. And one thing about it, when the apostles stood and they talked about this Jesus, everybody that came under the power and under the authority that was subject to those that had been filled with his power, the Bible says he added unto the church daily. Added unto the church daily. So then he said, daily he'll load us with benefits. If you see, I've been through somewhere I had to live day by day. And I used to be very intimidated and having to wonder how God you would take care for months and months. But God took me to a place where I had to learn how to depend on him day by day. So he taught me to just trust him on a daily basis. I know some people trust him on a monthly basis. But sometimes God will take you down low enough that, God, if you just get me through today, tomorrow will take care of tomorrow. But see, if you walk with God long enough, he'll keep you day by day, and then he'll just send people your way that you can speak Jesus to, that you can give a message to, and they'll come and they'll know and be a witness of the Jesus and the power that he put in you. We got to stop trying to give people too much of everything when all he said is, he said, be filled with the Holy Ghost, not just to speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is important, because that gives you the ability to connect with God, to pray in the spirit and the supernatural. And you're going to need that power to go out and operate among the people as you go. But beyond that, the power of prayer, the power of consecration, the power of dedication, the same Holy Ghost power that gives us the ability to speak in tongues and communicate with God, when we stop, it gives us the ability to communicate with people so that we can love them, we can approach them differently, and we can be the witness of Jesus, because Jesus, more than tongues, was love. And Jesus didn't speak in tongues to many people at all. But he said, these kind come out but by prayer and fasting. Prayer, fasting, and the word go together, so that we can do the work that God has called us to do, so that souls may come in and understand. The Bible says, in all thy getting, I'm going to close with this, he said, get an understanding. In all thy getting, get an understanding. If people don't understand, they cannot be empowered, they can't be saved, because they have no understanding. But signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those that believe.
Glory.
If we are going to be effective at winning souls for Christ in this season, we've got to be a witness. My speech, my talk, or my moment of empowerment today was simply what God told me. He said, empower. Watch this. Empowered to be a witness for me. You've only been empowered to be a witness of Jesus. I don't have the physical strength and even an anointing to scream it. God said, give it to the people of God today that they may be empowered to tell people about me, me, and me only. The apostles in the book of Acts was they were empowered to tell people about this Jesus. Mm. The question is that do we know him? Watch this, you all. According to his power, dunamis, authority, exousia, and suffering. Because most people don't know him that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Santa Claus Jesus, a pop-up God. But mm-hmm. I've suffered enough to know that God, even if you don't bless me today, you will come through. I've suffered enough under the anointing. I've been called a false prophetess, a lying prophet, everything you could be called. It, my ministry has been attacked by, but I stayed faithful in the confidence of knowing him through his power, through his authority, through his suffering, through fasting and praying, that all I can talk about is just Jesus. So whatever you do, as you move out through the grocery stores, as you go to the doctor, Mother Ruby, as you move through the streets to bless someone who can't eat, as you go to the next place, men and women of God, the only thing he told me to tell you is that empowered to be a witness. You've been empowered to be a witness. He filled you with the Holy Ghost to tell men about Jesus. He said daily he'll load you with benefits. That's it. That's all. And I'm done. He did not fill us with his Holy Ghost in order to continue to separate ourselves as an exclusive club or group, to fight over denominations, to fight over attire, to fight over grooming. But he just said, be filled with the Holy Ghost to be a witness about this Jesus in your city, your community. Go on from there to another city, because his power is going to take you to that next city. Then he said, "Go when you get finished in Jerusalem, go on down to Judea. After you take over Judea, he said, go on to Samaria. When you finished, he said, go on to the uttermost parts of the world and tell people with the power and the authority that I gave you. And he said he's going to take you to the globe. That's the international message right there. God is faithful to do what he said he would do. Prayer, fasting, the word of God, the love of Jesus, city to city, door to door, he said he's going to add. He's going to give provision, and he is going to provide all that you needed. His hands have provided. Great is his witness and his faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. In the name of Jesus, God, touch your people today. God, we thank you for victory today. God, we thank you, Lord God, in humble submission of your Holy Ghost. Oh, your power. It is for shine to do that you call us, that you called us to do, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, love you more. Help us teach more. Help us preach more. Help us deliver others more. Help us give more. Lord God, help us walk as witnesses, as a testimony account of your glory, of your anointing, Lord God, of your power that you will bring us to, Lord God. Help us to see you more clearly. Lord God, understand you, Lord God, more. Walk towards you more. Lord God, help us to call souls from the north, south, east, and the west, Lord God. Denominationally, ecumenically, bring us together. Catholics, Episcopalians, Apostolic, Baptists, AMEs, Word of Faith, Assemblies of God, Christians, Lord God, in unity, Disciples of Christ, bring us together, Lord God. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your authority. Lord God, fill us with your dunamis and exousia, Lord God, from on high. Do signs, wonders, and miracles. Give us prophecy. Give us direction. Give us discernment, Lord God, and work through us like only you can. Lord God, give us an anointing to feed the hungry and the homeless, the sick, the rescue, the ones, Lord God, that you've called us to. Lord God, let us do it all under your power and your anointing. Do it for us like only you can. Let us be that type of witness. And Lord God, even through our suffering, Lord God, allow us to suffer with grace and glory, Lord God, to be that that you called us to do. Take us through, Lord God, the process so that we can tell somebody else going in, I'm calling you out of your suffering so that we can discern needs like never before. And God, we'll thank you and we'll praise you, Lord God. Every person on this line, you saved them, you filled them, and you called them to be a witness, Lord God. And no matter where their big yard is, Lord God, use them like never before. And God, I thank you, and I praise you, Lord God, for the victory. I thank you for a greater anointing in every person, all of us represented on the line, the ability to fast, pray, and seek your word, that we won't be so distracted and depressed and strung out by what we've suffered that we can't even seek you. Touch us like never before. Give us understanding and let us not be ignorant to your word. Let us not be ignorant to the devices of the enemy. Give us the ability to study, Lord God, for you said study to show thyself approved, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing and separating the word of God. God, give us that we need. Lord God, touch us and Lord God, build us up in prayer. I thank you, God, for victory over this line, that every need shall be met and every person's head shall be lifted, Lord God. Do it today like you've done every day, Lord God. Lift the heads, Lord God. For those that need healing in their bodies, God, we declare healing. For those that need, Lord God, their hearts regulated, blood pressure regulated, cancer shall be cursed, dementia shall be cursed right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Alcoholism will dry up in our families, Lord God. Touch us like never before. Lord God, we curse lupus, Lord God, right now. Sickness and disease, drugs right now, heart disease right now. We curse it at the root, Lord God, like only you can do. God, I praise you for the ability to teach, Lord God, your word with clarity and understanding and anointing for every vessel, Lord God, that's represented, that we come into. And now, God, even right now, Lord God, those, Lord God, of us that are represented that need financial miracles, do financial miracles, do signs and wonders in our lives, Lord God. Send that we need from the north, south, east, and the west. And God, touch, Lord God, the anointings on this line, Lord God, every gift, fivefold ministry gift, and Lord God, gifts of administration. Lord God, send like never before people around us to undergird us to do the work, Lord God, so we don't have to be it all. And Lord God, we curse the spirit of usury right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we curse it at the root like never before. So God, send now your Holy Spirit power, Lord God, to do that you've called us to do. God, we thank you for victory. Lord God, we thank you for hope. And Lord God, we thank you for your love being manifested like never before. God, join us together, Lord God. North, south, east, and west, but join us together denominationally, Lord God, that we shall be delivered and not fight, not kill each other because of, Lord God, one line, Lord God, or one scripture, but unite us like never before to do your work, that your kingdom shall come and your will shall be done. Estima, I ask that your kingdom shall come and your will shall be done. God, strengthen us today. Strengthen us today. I keep hearing sickness. Sickness shall be dissolved. Sickness shall be dissolved. Sickness shall be. And right now, God, I even lift up a man of God, Bishop John T. Leslie, touch his body, Lord God, like never before. We curse death like never before. We curse sickness, Lord God, and disease like never before. I curse it, I curse it, I curse it, I curse it in his body right now.
In the name of
Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord God, you said you will, with long life shall you satisfy us. And those didn't have to be sick days. And right now I declare wellness, mental wellness, physical wellness, emotional wellness. Lord God, do it like only you can do. And God, I thank you, Lord God, right now. I thank you, Lord God, right now for all that you're doing, Lord God, on this life. You said all that we have needed, thine hands have provided. Great, Shema, is your faithfulness. Great, 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 great. Lord God, and I ask you, great God, do great things. Lord God, great God, do great things. Great God, do great things.
Yeah, thank you, God.
I thank you for victory. Lord God, right now. Lord God, you said every place the soles of our feet shall tread, you shall give it to us. Now, God, give us what we need. Give us what we need. And God, lift our heads like never before. And God, we're going to thank you for it. God, we're going to praise you for it. And God, right now, we touch and agree that if we've been praying for days and weeks right now.
Yes,
God, even as Adrienne is in Louisiana and what she's doing for the ministry, God, she stepped out on faith, believing and hoping against hope in your word. Lord God, that you were leading her into that part of the globe, Lord God. Now, she has, Lord God, been faithful to serve you, Lord God, right there in Jerusalem. Now, God, Louisiana, Lord God, has been her today or her place where she's been assigned. God, let her be a witness there for you, God. Yes. Let her be a mouthpiece there for you, Lord God. And God, be a provider for her, Lord God. Right now, give her the faith, the strength, and the heart, Lord God, to call people from the north, south, east, and the west. Lord God, you connect them to her heart to heart, and Lord God, spirit to spirit. Lord God, let them be a blessing to each other, spiritually, naturally, emotionally, socially, academically, Lord God, and administratively, Lord God. Every gift, Lord God, give in exchange to one another. Lord God, right now, touch, Lord God, heal and deliver like only you can. Perfect us like only you can. Perfect your word in us like only you can. Balance us like only you can. Bring us to a place, Lord God, like only you can, Lord God. Partners and people that will see and do for your glory, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God, like you said you would. Lord God, lift her like you said you would. Lord God, bring her to a better place like you said you would. And Lord God, anoint her with the word, Lord God. With the word, Lord God, with the word, Lord God. I didn't say anything strange. I didn't say anything lewd. Anoint her with your word and with your power. And Lord God, as she goes, Lord God, allow her, Lord God, to speak a word. For you said, Lord God, the word of God is a seed and a seed of meat and a need. God, your word is a seed. And we thank you for the victory right now. But I dash you my name out there. I thank you for victory. I thank you for bringing us out. Everybody represented on this line today. God, and everybody who couldn't log in. I said, God, touch us like you have never touched us before and bring us to a greater place in you like never before. In Jesus' name, I thank you for victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for victory.
Victory, God. Victory.
In Jesus' name.
Victory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody need healing on this line today. The prophetess already have called it out. If it's you, hit the number one key on your phone. Hallelujah, and she'll pray for you even the more. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, for power, for power, for power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Power to witness. That was good, that was good. Glory to God. Woo, and the Holy Ghost have spoken. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, woman of God. Thank you, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to ask you to pray for Mother Charity. Hallelujah. She's been dealing with some issues in her stomach. She thinks it's gas, but it's been bothering her, so she haven't been on the line. I want Prophet this Glover to pray for Mother Charity. Hey, you don't know Mosiah in Detroit.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus. Hey, you
Amen.
Don't know Mosiah.
I just, God, we just thank you, Lord God, right
thank
now.
Thank you, God.
God. We thank you, Lord God, for that you've already done. God, you said healing, Lord God, would be done through your word. Lord God, healing would be done, Lord God, if we would only believe. And God, you said, Lord God, you sent your word, and your word healed them out of their sickness, disease, and destruction. God, you said they were healed as they went. For every day, Lord God, that she's been on the line, been a support, Lord God, spiritually, financially, emotionally, Lord God,
yes,
for
God,
everything
yes, God.
That she has sown, Lord God, in here, she's moved and she's labored in your vineyard. Touch her body, Lord God,
touch
like
right
only
now,
you can. Touch, heal, and deliver. I know when I hear sickness,
God.
And God, I curse it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I curse sickness today, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I heard what you said, it the first time, and we come again. Every level of sickness and disease today, right now, that would attack the people of God, our family and our extended family members now, and I rebuke and curse every death angel that lies, Lord God, without permission from God. I curse it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, right now, Lord God, every piece of anatomy and physiology in our body, Lord God, I say heal, deliver, and set free, Lord God, right now. And right now, I call her that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and everyone else, Lord God, that might be sick. I said, we come today to cancel death, and we curse it right now. And every spirit of evil that comes attached with it, we curse the spirit of fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we call her healed, we call her delivered, and Lord God, set her free like only you can. Every chain, and we thank you for victory right now.
Thank you, God.
Bless your money.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
That's Shema.
Hallelujah.
Because he's
hallelujah,
faithful.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because he's faithful.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. May I have Sister Ruby to open up the lines. The Lord have spoken today. Hallelujah. We are witnesses. God have empowered us to witness. Hallelujah, not just the people we want, but to those that he have already destined to come into this marvelous life. We can't pick and choose who to tell about Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to tell every man, woman, boy, and girl that he saves to the utmost. Hallelujah, we got to go into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. If we won't do it, they won't come. He told us to go out. And the woman of God have admonished us today. Hallelujah. She have encouraged us today with this word. Amen, amen. It's time for us to get up and do what God have called us to do. Hallelujah. Time is not on our side. God is the father of time. He's the only one in control of time, not us. Amen, amen. Thank you for that word. We also want to pray for the bereaved family of Prophet Michael Lewis. Amen, lost his daughter. Continue to pray for that family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to Sister Ruby and just open up the lines. I'm going to mute myself because I just feel something in my spirit. But you all carry on. I'm going to just praise God by myself.
Sister T, praise the Lord. You got a prayer request?
Praise the Lord. I do have a prayer request, but I just wanted to tell the woman of God, thank you. Giving honor to God. To the Spirit of the Lord that's on this line, to Evangelist Adrian Bernard, to our Speaker of the Hour, to you, Mother Ruby, and all the people of God. I just praise the honor of God. All she did was, for me, is confirm some things that God had been speaking to me in consecration. And I just praise God for that word. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit and to be able to live right and to live holy and to be empowered to do what God has called me to do. I'm asking for prayer in regards to my health. I just left the doctor. They gave me a shot, and they said there's a couple of things going on that they're concerned about. And, I mean, I know by the Lord's stripes that I'm healed and to be made whole. And I just thank God that I was able to get on the line, even though I'm not feeling 100%. But I said I'm going to press my way and do what I need to do because I made a commitment to be on here. So I just praise and honor God for the Spirit of God. And then yesterday I kept pressing one because the Lord was speaking to me in regards to Amanda Sennard. And she would always have me sing this song. And it's the Falling in Love with Jesus song. And it's the song that the Lord wanted me to sing to her yesterday, but you were able to get back to me. But if we have time later on in the broadcast, I would like to sing that to her because I love her so much, and I just want her to know that I say it all the time. Your labor of love is not in vain, and God has everything that you need in the palm of his hand. God bless you, and I love you all. I'm just empowered and inspired today. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord. Thank you, Hallelujah.
God. Mm. Did you ask for prayer?
Yes. Pray for people's health issues, so I just go under the covering of that prayer. That's fine. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I was enthused. Amen. And I thank God for the word today. Amen. There's nothing else needs to be said. Amen. Because if we learn to be witnesses for the Lord, amen. I just love that because I was just telling somebody about that on Sunday, and we got to go to the hedges and highways and compel men to come. And when we compel men to come, amen, they might not come when we want them, but God knows how to send them right on time. Amen. And I just want to decree and declare, amen, that your voice, Yamandrosha, that your voice will be heard across the land, across this country. And I just give God praise for you. Amen. I give God praise for God, first of all, being a savior of my life. Amen. To Evangelist Bernard. Amen. And to the great woman of God that spoke with such etiquette.
Yes,
amen.
God.
And wisdom of God. I'm telling you, that was something right there. People really, everybody in the world, that was one of them words right there you need to put right there on TV. And I'm telling you, because the hours we live in now, people are looking to go global. But do you have the impact? Do you have the impartation? Do you have the necessary tools to go to the nations and tell people about their transgressions? But if you cannot tell people in your community about that Jesus still saves and Jesus still loves you, you need to go somewhere and sit down, amen, and get into the Word of God. God bless you, woman of God. Just continue to pray my strength and joy that the Lord would, that I will continue to be the young man that God is calling for, true young man that God is calling for in an hour such as this.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We have an unknown number. We're gonna come to y'all. Please hold on.
Thank you,
267-92.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
267-9412.
God bless you, Mother Ruby.
Oh, God bless. Who are we speaking with?
This is Brother Don. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard.
God bless you, Minister
I just thank God that I was able to make it on. It was a powerful word that I need to hear. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you as well.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. Love you, the good God. We love you.
God, Pastor Donnie. I thought that I knew that number, but Evangelist Rose Moody.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Yes, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise Him.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God.
I want to thank God for today's word, and very touched and moving. And as she was praying, it brought my mind back on, you know, when she talked about like going out to the hedges and highways and compelling them to come. And God blessed me with the privilege to go to the heart of downtown. Mm. And there's a lot of souls that are out there that need to be saved. And she's right about that. See, and was able to go down there and pray for people. And people were coming from out of everywhere. There were so many people down there that just wanted to hear some kind words. And you know, and it's a good thing to go out there and help these people. I'm not rich myself. Silver, I said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have.
Jesus.
You know, so I was able to be down there, and there's a group of ministers, and we helped feed the hungry, and I tell you, my heart just went almost in tears for some of these people down there. But this is what we need to do. See, everybody want to get up there and preach in the church, but see, when you're in the ministry, a child of God, it's everywhere. From the home to the hedges and the highway to the church, everywhere. This is how God wants us to be. So I just want to say I thank the Lord for the speaker of today. She did a wonderful job, and she's a prayer warrior. When she was praying, I could feel the presence of God. You know them prayer warriors. You know them when you hear them pray. It's something about it. And I had to maintain myself. All right? So that's all I'm going to say for right now, because I get to shout. And she had me worked up over here, too, Evangelist Adrian. I'm going to have to mute myself out.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you, sis. God bless you.
Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Moody. This is one of Deacon Glover's nieces. Prophetess Glover. Is she still on?
She on, but she may be on mute.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that Evangelist Moody, it came out of Bishop Singleton's church, Theodore. Hallelujah.
Okay, God bless you.
Yes. Glory, glory, glory.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I want to say, let me ask, I'm sorry, Mother Ruby, can I say something?
Of course, anytime you feel the Lord lead you, just jump in. Go ahead. God bless.
Okay. I just want, thank you, dear. I wanted to say this to the young man. I don't know if he's still on the line. I know he was there earlier, but he was a younger gentleman. But I just didn't want to forget this, and I didn't know if he had to get off the line or not. But I'm gonna tell you.
Is he still on, Sister Ruby?
I've opened his line, Prophet Pearson.
Okay.
Okay. Now, see, I didn't know it was a prophet. Okay, God bless you. All right, then, Prophet Pearson. I don't know you, sir, but I want to speak something to you that God just told me to speak to you over your ministry, over your life. I didn't even know you were ministering already. But this is what God has called you to. But the Lord told me to tell you something that God gave me years and years ago in my ministry as a very young person. And you're going to see God's hand even more on your life, and it's going to manifest in order for you to be the mature prophet as he's leading you. But God, it's very simple, but it's where he's calling you to. God told me to tell you, man of God, eat the word. Eat the word of God and prophesy according to his word. Listen to me clearly again. He said to tell you to eat the word, let it be your daily bread, and prophesy according to his word. Nothing happens unless it's spoken by his word. Everything that we see now is hanging by his word.
That's right.
It's not just by situations and variation. I prophesy mainly according to the word of God. Everywhere
that's
I go, it's laced by his word, because that's the only thing that's going to hold it up, his word.
Yes, that's right.
God said, a disciplined disciple is what he's calling you to be. And eat the word of God. Pray the word of God. Speak and prophesy only by his word. That's the word of the Lord for your life. He said, now watch this. He says, it's the word
that is made like. It's his word. His mm-hmm. word, his word, his word. And he's mm-hmm. going to discipline you so much in mm-hmm. the, out of obedience in this next move for his word, by his mm-hmm. word. And what you will do will be predicated upon his word and his obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
It sure is.
So he's going to bring you into a discipline of the word of God and the things mm-hmm. of God that you might be mm-hmm. able to do the works of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Only by his word, only by prayer, only mm-hmm. by his word, and only by prayer
mm-hmm.
shall be your measure. That shall be your measure.
Mm-hmm.
You watch God do. You watch God do. Amen. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, woman. God, and I receive that wholeheartedly.
Amen.
I receive that wholeheartedly.
Amen. God bless you. Mother Ruby, I'm done.
Okay, amen. Evangelist, I think Evangelist Doris.
Yes, I'm here. I'm so filled up right now. I'm so blessed. The prayer took me to a whole other place. I'm like the lady who spoke earlier. She could almost scream. I was feeling the same way. Oh, my goodness. I feel so blessed to be amongst saints, among people of God. I can feel the Holy Spirit present on this line. Evangelist Bernard, you are blessed. You are blessed. Just wait on the Lord. Your latter years will be so miraculous in Jesus' name.
Oh, glory.
And your children, your grandchildren, they're all going to be blessed.
Hey, you
generations,
know Messiah.
Generations, generations yet unborn.
Oh, glory.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
God bless you, woman of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Amen.
Sister Ruby, God, yes, God. Oh, God, I bless you today, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Oh, I bless you. All right, anybody else? Sister Ruby, we're going to let the prophetess go. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lady Mars.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Sister Ruby,
Hallelujah,
Evangelist Bernard.
God bless you.
I came in on the prayer, hallelujah, and I'm
just
short speech, but I just want to thank God for the fire, for the power, and the anointing that has been on this line, hallelujah. And I can tell from the testimonies, Prophetess Glover, that you've done a phenomenal job. Thank God that you are seasoned woman of God in the word of God, and I just bless God for you, your ministry, Evangelist Bernard, and everybody that's connected. And I'm like you, Evangelist Bernard, hallelujah. That prayer, my God, it just touched some places. It just took your mind somewhere. And I just thank God for having spirit-led and spirit-filled people that we can make a connection for begin to intercede on the behalf of God's people. And I thank God for this line, because when you come in, hallelujah, you know, we're going to connect with believers, those that are in relationship with God,
come
that
on,
are hearing
yes,
from
Lord.
God, that are on point and on purpose. And I thank God for you, woman of God. Hallelujah. I never met you, but I thank God for your spirit. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all.
God
bless you, woman. Lady Morris, God bless you and your family as well. So good to hear your voice. God bless
thank you,
dear.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless you. I think that's it. About it. Prophetess Glover, we thank God for you. We'll leave some remarks from Sister Ruby, and we'll let you close us on out however the Lord leads you. Anybody you feel led to speak over, you're welcome to do so. Amen. Anybody else, Sister Ruby? Woo, glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus.
Everybody else has came on the line.
All right, amen.
I see Sister T. Maybe she's still in the same spot. Let me see if she wanted. Oh, she wanted to sing a song to you, so.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I bless you. Thank
Sister
God
T.
for putting that in our spirit. Hey, glory to God. Jesus.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Didn't you say you had a song the Lord led you to sing to Evangelist Bernard?
Thank you, Lord. I appreciate it.
One of her songs I sing for her all the time, and God
said
to sing it for her again.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I need it. I need it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's your name, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Falling in love.
Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, bless your name.
It's the best thing you've
yes, God.
Ever done. It is all you feel protected.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
It is all you never did come back better.
Yes, God.
It is all you feel protected. There's no place you'd rather be.
Oh, yes, God, bless you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I bless you today.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing you've ever done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In his arms you feel protected. In his arms you never disconnected. In his arms you feel protected. There's no place you'd rather be. We need to fall in love.
Yes,
I bless
God.
You. I love you. I love you.
Thank
God
you,
bless.
Sister T. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Lord,
oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for thinking about me, God.
Joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't have the words to express was down in the pit of your belly, amen, with the gratitude, the thanks that you have for all God has done and all that he's doing for his people, those that love him, those that serve him, those, hallelujah, that have made a commitment that no matter what, I'm going to serve God. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it seem like. I don't care what somebody else say. I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You go from one era to the next. Amen. The prophet said, you're talking about a shift. But before there can be a shift. She says it's got to be, there must be a process. No shifting without process. I heard you, prophetess Glover. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go to Sister Rue because I'm full right now and let you all just finish on out. I don't want to hold you. I don't want to keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Actor Sister Ruby, then the Prophetess Glover. Thank you, God. I bless you.
Praise the Lord. It was just truly a blessing, Prophetess Glover, that the Lord used you mightily when you came on with the anointing and the power. And you know, you can't, well, everybody been coming on all week, got a word for us. But you, now the Lord narrowed it down with you. He said, be a witness. You got to love the Lord. You got to a witness for the Lord. And you got to check yourself. I'm always saying check yourself and to do the will of God. And as they say, Evangelist Bernard is doing the crusade, and the whole thing is empowering souls for destiny. And, you know, I think you're not the only one. Somebody else said you have to check with the Lord to see whether you're in the faith enough or whether you live in it to even go out there and represent him. So I just praise the Lord for the anointing that's on this broadcast and the anointing that you brought in today as the Lord, the Holy Ghost used you mightily. And I'm just so excited because I'm always, every time you finish or come on, I say, Lord, help me to examine myself. Get these little foxes out of here so I can go forth. I thank the Lord for it. I mean, the word was just awesome, but it's always a message in there. I mean, I feel like for me to get to check myself whether I'm at where I need to be, and if not, just go back to the Lord and cry out and repent and get it right. So God bless you, Prophetess Theodore Gordon, for coming on and having the Lord use you. Like they said, your prayer, I felt like running, but I had to watch the switchboard. But anyway, God bless you.
It's a
blessing that the Lord had you to come on today.
Thank you, Mother. You about made me cry. Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you.
God bless. I want to ask this, Mother Ruby. Is Lady Morris still on the line?
Yes, she is. I'm opening the line for you.
She's open her line. All right. God bless you.
Yes, Morris.
God bless you, woman of God. Yes, is Lady Morris on now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I couldn't hear.
Lady Morris.
Can you hear me, Pastor? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now. I wanted to stop. Lady Morris on Twitter, Lord, spoke to me and more anything about you and your husband, about your ministry. And I heard him just as clear as I did for another pastor here in Atlanta a few weeks back. And the Lord spoke to me concerning your church. I don't know anything about your ministry, never been there, but hear me when I say this under the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord says that he wants to expand your ministry and add souls into your church. I saw nothing but souls as it related to your ministry there. And this is what the Lord wants to do. He wants people to be invited into your ministry. Evangelism and witnessing needs to be at the core in this next move. For God said there's a harvest of souls that needs to come into your ministry, and the people need to be told, aggressively about God, the power of witness. He said he's going to add. The Lord stopped me a few weeks ago. I was coming home, and the Lord gave me a vision of a pastor here in Atlanta about souls. I sent a message to the man of God. He called me within about an hour. He told me, he said, that was my prayer concerning souls this morning. I saw over 200 souls that next Sunday. He asked me if he could meet me on that Friday, but hear me, Lady Morris, that Sunday, we talked a few days after that. We didn't meet that Friday, but that Sunday, 14 souls joined this church.
My.
I'm telling you. I said, God said, I don't know what your ministry is doing, how you all been doing, I'm not sure, but I said, souls, a harvesting of souls, the power of evangelism and witness, God wants to increase you, for the laws of expansion are in your favor, that they will be able to happen according to that. He said, tell them. Invite cars, the power of witness and evangelism. I said, God wants to send increase to your house.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
that it might be blessed, that you souls may come in and be drawn,
yes.
not just to a reformation, but for salvation, and he can use you all to do it. But the bodies that are just sitting and people that are complacent, God says, it's not my will, but there's a harvesting of souls that he wants to send into your house. And God took
yes.
me even to your husband to a vision, and it's a slip. It's been blocking and it's been stopping, but I said, God wants to do a work there. In the midst
Hallelujah.
Of what you're doing, in the midst of what you're doing, I'm going to pray. I hope that God, your spirit, your heart, and everything that you're doing, your husband will be able to receive it. But I say, God wants to send increase to do a work
yes.
Among your midst that they may do. Don't let the spirit of complacency and lazy people stop you. But I said, if you just branch out to do the work, I said, God is going to expand you through the law, through the divine of evangelism and doing the work. The city is open, and there's a time for people to speak under this manifested glory of what he's doing. He will do the work. I've been seeing it. Just things that I've been speaking in days, God has been doing it in places. In days. I didn't say months. Days.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you will see the hand of God move and see him work. I said, and I want to say this clearly and not just fast. Invite cards and invitations and telling people the power. I was preaching on empowered. You've been empowered to be my witnesses. We must tell people about Jesus. Yes, being filled with the Spirit, but telling people because they want to know, what must I do to be saved? And when they come there, can they find power and see people doing? But God's going to anoint you to be able to do it. And I know your schedules are busy, and people, again, it comes back to me, they're complacent. But I said, God wants to send a harvest of souls into your place that they might be. And anybody not telling people about Jesus and carrying a title, then they're misrepresenting the kingdom.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Misrepresentation. But God will use you, and he'll send harvest, and he'll send souls and increase into your house. And God said, you got to go out there, and you all got to be so firm on evangelism in this season. And God wants to do a work of increase in your house. And I'm going to pray, and I'm going to go. The time is spinning. Most of the time, I'm not that long, but I'm going to pray over you, Lady Morris, and then just pray over today and ask God to touch. And God, I just thank you, Lord God, for Lady and Pastor
Thank you,
Mark.
Lord. Thank you.
Lord God, right now, I thank you for the word, Lord God, that you've spoken. Lord God, I speak, by your permission only, Lord God, from the Father. God, do it, Lord God, in their house. Send increase, Lord God, increase
yes,
them, Lord God, in spirit and in number. Lord
Amen.
God, allow the evangelists and the ministers in training to do that you called them to do, Lord God. The spirit of complacency, Lord God, don't let it rest. Don't let them be tired, Lord God, in operating, Lord God, in doing, Lord God, that you called them to do, Lord God. Allow everything to fall in place, Lord God, and allow everyone to get busy, Lord God, in doing that you called them to do, Lord God. For, Lord God, I see increase, Lord God, running their way. Increase them, Lord God, like only you can, Lord God, spiritually, emotionally, financially, academically, Lord God. Do it, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and the west, Lord God. Give them vision, Lord God, and inspire them and awake them from their sleep like only you can. Touch, Lord God, in a special way, and do that you call. Touch, Lord God, so that they can do that you called them to do. And God, we thank you for it. And Lord God, let signs, wonders, miracles, and increase follow them.
Yes.
Lord God,
yes.
like never
yes.
before, Lord God.
Lord,
you said, Lord
Hallelujah.
God, if we believe, Lord God, the word of the prophet, then so
yes.
shall we prosper. Lord God, allow them to believe, Lord God,
yes.
and receive that you call. And Lord God, I thank you that your word, Lord God, shall not fall to the ground. Lord God, speak out of their lives. Lord God, by your authority and by your word, Lord God, that in not many days, Lord God, pass, Lord God, according to the obedience and the reception of your word, that we will harvest and hear of it, Lord God, like never before. Touch, Lord God, heal and deliver, Lord God. And on this line, Lord God, once again, increase in power, anointing and authority. Touch us all, Lord God, to be a witness unto you, Lord God, right now. Lord God, let us be a witness and tell people about you, Jesus. Lord God, tell people about your word. Lord God, call people, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and the west to do the work that you called them to do, Lord God, and make them, Lord God, powerful. Lord God, empower them, but Lord God, make them powerful, Lord God, to do the work that they speak. They speak under your authority, possessed by the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Do it like only you can. Touch like only you can. And Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for signs, wonders, and miracles, evidence, and testimonies that will forth, Lord God. And Lord God, increase us, Lord God, spiritually, naturally, emotionally, financially, Lord God, and intellectually like only you can. And God, I thank you and I praise you for it. And God, we lift you, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, woman of God.
I received the word, and I tried to write as much as possible to share with my husband. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We thank you, God. We thank you for the word.
Thank you, God.
We thank you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Donnie.
Bless you, mighty woman of God.
Yeah, you
God bless
up.
You.
No, that was by mistake. It was a text coming in, and I tried to press it off to what's the name, and it kind of went to that. I'm sorry.
Well, that's not a problem. We always trying to look and see, you know, because the Lord may told you to come up and ask for prayer or whatever. So when it came up, I say, told Evangelist Novel, we got to go there to him. So.
Amen.
Amen.
I do desire prayer.
God bless you, sir.
The desire prayer, okay. Yeah. The prophet is there, no glove is on. You can ask him.
Okay, God bless you. All right, sir. Now, let me ask you this. I want to be clear. Would you like for me to just pray for you as the Lord leads, or do you have a special request that we're praying for?
Yes, as the Lord leads also, one of my cousins had passed away this morning, so my family kind of dealing with that as well.
Right, amen. Okay, I'm going to pray for you and cover your family, and I'm going to ask God to touch your body. God, we just thank you, Lord God, right now. God, we thank you for this man of God. And God,
yes,
we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for him right now. And God, we're going to pray a prayer of comfort and a prayer of peace over his entire family. Lord God, I ask, Lord God, right now that you touch them, Lord God, that you heal their hearts, and Lord God, make, Lord God, the time of preparation easy for them, Lord God. Be with them as they go, and Lord God, comfort them, Lord God, mend hearts right now, Lord God. And Lord God, even as they weep, Lord God, give them comfort in that and solace in knowing, Lord God, that you are with them, and Lord God, you're going before them, and Lord God, even the deceased, Lord God, give them sweet rest in you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for lifting their heads right now and giving them the way to go, Lord God. And Lord God, this man of God, touch his body, and even as they go, Lord God, right now, to lay another loved one to rest, strengthen his body and the rest of his family's body, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God, like never before, God. I hear strengthen his body and lift his heart like only you can, Lord God. Lift his spirit like only you can, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for doing it for us, Lord God, right now, Lord God. I will curse every spirit of depression, Lord God, the spirit of lack and moving, Lord God. Lift every dark spirit off of him, right? right now, Lord God, and
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You, Lord God, for doing it. Loose, Lord God, like never before. Lord God, loose him, Lord, the service that you called him to, Lord God. Loose him, Lord God, intellectually, Lord God, right now. Lord God, allow his words to be strong and effective in you. Lord God, like never before. The spirit of confidence rests on him. Power and confidence rest, rule, Lord God, in him right now, Lord God. And I thank you and I praise you for it right now, Lord God. Lift, Lord God, like only you can. And Lord God, right now, allow, Lord God, his words to be valuable, poignant, and pointed, Lord God, in the direction that you called him to go. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir.
Bless you. Thank you so much, bro.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, Prophetess Glover. Well, we thank God for you. Thank God for you making the sacrifice and taking out of your busy schedule to come and bless us with that awesome word today. Amen. I pray that we would be doers, not just hearers, but doers of the word. Amen. So God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. Yeah. We're going to close on out. Amen. Tomorrow, Prophet Michael Davis will be with us. And on Friday, Bishop Jesse Grant will be with us. So continue to tune in. We're going to be expounding on this topic all the way up until the week of the crusade. So remember us in your prayers. Amen. Did you pray for Prophet Michael Lewis?
No, I did not. But let me, his daughter.
We want to pray for that bereaved family also.
Okay.
Before
all
we
right. So I'm gonna pray for Prophet Michael Lewis, and then I'm gonna ask Mother Ruby or someone who's on the line, Mother Ruby and someone. But I'm just gonna ask that if everybody would pray for me before we hang up, and I'm gonna pray for Prophet Michael Lewis and whoever's led. If you would just please pray for me. Amen.
All right.
So
is
God,
Lady Morris still on the line, or Sister T?
Yeah.
Either one.
Yes.
Yeah. Either one. We'll pray for the prophetess.
Yes.
After
yeah.
she prayed for Michael, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, good. All right, God, again, Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, right now for, Lord God, your peace and for your comfort. We want to extend a prayer of comfort, peace, and direction, Lord God, to Prophet Michael Lewis, Lord God, in the loss of his daughter. Lord God, through this time of transition and demise, Lord God, touch him, Lord God, like only you can. Lord God, he's been faithful to serve your people, faithful to the kingdom, ministering and going and doing. God, be with him, Lord God, right now. Comfort him, Lord God, as he mourns, Lord God. Dry his eyes, Lord God. Provide for him, Lord God, in every way that he needs. Send the right people, Lord God, to help through the process, Lord God, of the funeral services and the repast and all that they need, Lord God, financially and emotionally during this time. Lord God, and right now, Lord God, whatever, Lord God, sting, Lord God, of the emotional, Lord God, pull that comes with this, Lord God, like only a father can know for his daughter, Lord God, touch and give him everything that he needs and everybody connected to that family. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, right now. Lord God, send rest, Lord God, and send peace to them, Lord God. You know the way that they take, and you know everything that they need. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for he has been, Lord God, a comforter, a shield, and a help, Lord God, to many others. Lord God, meet him at his day of need, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lady Mars?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, they, Vantage Bernard wants you to pray for the prophetess.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your vessel that you use to speak into our lives on today in the name of Jesus. Father, we now speak over her right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you put virtue back into her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of retaliation and backlash. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we send it back to the pits of hell, and we close the door. We seal it in the blood of the Lamb. Now, Father, we ask that you will continue, Lord God, to take her higher within you, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will continue to speak wisdom and revelation unto, oh God, that she will impart unto your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we put a blood covering around her mind, God, as you will download wisdom in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you will continue to strengthen her, Lord. Lord, that you will use her in this end time, God, that she will be a voice, oh God. Hallelujah, that she will have an ear to hear and speak those things, oh God. Hallelujah, your will in the earth, Ram. Oh God, we bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we cover her, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you will continue to bless and restore, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you will continue to add to her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we celebrate her, God. We thank you, oh God, for the connection. We thank you for her ministry, oh God. Father, we pray that you will open doors, God. Lord, we ask that you bless her to take her even on another platform, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that bless her, Lord God, that her voice will be heard and seen on TV, oh God, globally, in the name of Jesus, God, because this is a vessel, God, that you can use. Hallelujah. And we thank you. And we praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you even for Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby and all that is connected, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing through this ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just speak blessings over your people until we meet again. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lady Mars. Thank you. God bless everybody.
Evangelist Bernard? Oh, she dropped off. Okay, God bless Prophetess Theodore Glover.
Where okay, God bless Mother Reuben. Have a great day, love.
Okay, God bless, and you too. Thank you. Thank the Lord so much for you, for your spirit and anointing. Everybody's
Jesus
going off.
God. Okay, dear. Love you, dear.
Okay, love you too. God bless. Be blessed.
Bless you.
Hey, I think Evangelist dropped off, so I think she talked about the crusade, and this is the topic for the whole month, Empowering Souls for Destiny. Boy, I think she said, yeah, tomorrow is Prophet Michael Davis will be bringing the word, and it's Empowering Souls for Destiny, and that's 1 o'clock, you know, California time, so we're so grateful. God bless. Thanks. Evangelist Doris, we haven't seen you. Every time I look up, I'll be saying that's either one of her numbers. So God bless you and your family and each and everyone on. Sister T, everybody that's been on this, the faithful, every day, come on. So God bless, and we're going to close now with Evangelist Bernard dropped for some reason. So we're going to close with Stan.
To take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Tell the Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
And for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Stand, not believing, at least some of my friends, and I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes, all of God's
children to stand. Stand. Everybody saying you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
John P. King. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord Williams.